At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Mark 1 and Luke 4. Go ahead and hit pause and read Mark 1 and Luke 4 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Healings in Capernaum. Jesus' power to heal the sick comprised an important part of his ministry, drawing people to him in desperation, curiosity, and wonder. Though his signs and wonders led crowds to gather in his presence, Jesus did not perform healings as a mere party trick or performance. His healings pointed to a need much greater than they could see with their eyes or even feel within their bodies. Jesus came to save sinners from the power of sin and death. When Jesus spoke in the synagogue, people listened intently, aware that he was different from the others who taught the scriptures. Jesus spoke with authority, confidence, and a sincere reliance upon God's word. He had power that came from being one with his Father. Those gathered in his presence didn't just hear his words, they witnessed his truth in action as he commanded unclean spirits and healed those in need. He didn't just talk about God's salvation. He demonstrated God's desire to save those he created. Healings were an important part of Jesus' ministry because sickness is a reality that impacts lives deeply and personally. Jesus also knew, however, that our great physical need for healing would point to our even greater need for salvation. Jesus' signs lead us to experience the truth that he came to save all who believe in him by faith. This ability to repent and trust in him for the hope of eternal life is a free gift offered to us by grace. The man with the unclean spirit recognized the power and holiness of Christ and received healing in his time of need. Simon's mother-in-law was bedridden and feverish until Jesus raised her up and she began to serve her son's household. Jesus went on to restore many more people who had been afflicted with sickness and unclean spirits. All these experienced healing, in contrast to those who believed themselves too righteous to need a savior, unable to recognize Jesus as a true Son of God. Let's pray. God, thank you for inviting us into your eternal kingdom through your Son, Jesus. Help us share and invite others to experience the good news of salvation through Jesus. Amen. Parents, now that your family's reviewed the scriptures together, let's talk about it. As you listen, go ahead and pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also refer back to the email for the full list of questions in the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. Do the unclean spirits believe in Jesus? 2. How does Jesus' healing of people point to God's greater plan for sin? 3. Does Jesus heal only when we have faith? Our key passage for this unit is Daniel 4, verse 3. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Daniel 4, verse 3 says, "How great are his miracles, and how mighty his wonders! His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore healings in Galilee, Mark 1 and Luke 4 through 5.